You know what God's going to say one day when you get to heaven and you look up and you're going to see all the things and you say, Lord, I didn't know these things belonged to me. You know what His question answer is going to be? Amen, Bill. Didn't you read my book? I told you all about this, didn't He? It's in there, isn't it? And there's a whole lot more in there too that me and you ain't learned yet. But we're going to master it. Amen. We're not going to give up. He'll show us our covenant. And then Psalms 33:8. Psalms 33:8. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. Do you stand in awe of God? I do. I stand in awe of my King. I mean, He is beyond my wildest dreams. I mean, whenever I prayed for some of you, I mean, like Ernest and Esther was talking about a while ago, where their granddaughter got healed when they brought her over here. Esther got healed when she come up a few months later. I mean, there's people in this congregation right here today that have received tremendous testimonies, tremendous healings from God when I had the privilege to pray for you. I'm telling you, I stand in awe of that. That He would use a guy, a man, flesh and blood, to do these things. But He does. Yes, sir. All I got to do is do what He said. Right, Tashiana? I got to obey Him. I got to love Him. I got to worship Him. I got to stand in awe of who He is. I got out of the airplane out in Odessa. I walked in. I said, I need to pay for my fuel. And so I paid for it. And I turned around. There's all kinds of men and women standing around in there. And I said, anybody in this place know Jesus? Nobody said a word. There was an old guy standing right beside me. He said, what'd you say, son? Praise God for a hard-hearing man. I said, sir, you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? No, I don't believe I do. I said, well, praise God, you need to know Him. Amen. There wasn't nobody else in that place hard-hearing. I guarantee they all heard, and that place just cleared out like a covey of quail. Isn't that a shame? When you walk in, the world is afraid of you. All you got to do is stand in awe of the King. You don't have to be afraid of your enemies. All you got to do is stand in awe of God. Let all the earth fear the Lord. When you walk in a demonstration of the Spirit's power, the earth does fear Him. You know that? You don't have to be afraid of nothing. As you go through life, you can stand in awe of God. Stand in awe of Him. Then let's go to verse 18. 33:18. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him. Okay, do you want to fear God? I want to fear Him because I want His eye on me. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him and upon them that hope in His mercy. Do you believe God's merciful? I know He's merciful. I'm going to walk holy and obedient to His word, and in everywhere I go, His eye is upon me, watching me. And He's keeping record. And then when I do something that pleases Him, like the woman yesterday, or like the little woman that stood right here a little while later, another little lady. I come back down here to the end of the service yesterday afternoon, a precious little daughter of the King, little bitty gal. I think she said she was 40 or 50 years old. I bet she didn't weigh 90 pounds. Osteoporosis, whatever. I can't say some of these names. Unfortunately, God understands what these sicknesses are. I'm a Texan. I do the best I can with these. Okay, been on crutches for 8 years. No, now we got that part. I said, what's wrong with you, little lady? She said, I've been walking these crutches. My knees got pain in my knees and her hips and all kinds of places. So all over her body, in fact. So I knelt down in front of her. I put my hands on her left knee, and I commanded that pain to leave in the name of Jesus.
I thank the Lord for healing her. I said, it's done, woman. You can go. Cheryl said, well, stand on it. She said, but it hurts. I said, well, stand, do something. Okay, so she moved her crutches out to the side and she put some, she said, you know, it hurts. I told her, I said, you know, you got to show God a little more than that. Do something. She starts walking. And she gets about right here and she puts her crutches under her arm and she walks out with them. Now then, is Jesus awesome? Is he awesome to it? I mean, he shows up when you show some faith, doesn't he? You got to believe him. Wow. Psalms 34:7. Psalms 34:7. The angel of the Lord encamps around about them that fear him and delivers them. Do you want the Lord's angels to encamp around you, Tom? And delivers you? What do you got to do to get him to do that? Fear him. Reverence him. Love him. Worship him. Believe that he is. And believe that he's a God that rewards them that diligently seek him. Just like Hebrews 11:6 says. He'll do anything for you if you'll believe him. You know, I told a story here a while back, and I didn't know who told me the story, but now I know who it was. I'd point her out now. This little lady sitting up here in front besides Bill, her husband, it's amazing. She said she had to fix a spreadsheet. I don't know if it was an Excel or whatever kind it was, Excel spreadsheet. Had to get it together for her company. Couldn't get the formulas figured out, but she's a daughter of the King, and she knows who she is in Christ. She gets down on her knees and says, Lord, I got to have some help tonight. I got to have this spreadsheet finished. I only got 2 days to get this done for this company I work for, and I got to do all these records and everything, and I don't know the formulas to put in, but I know you do, and I got to have you show me where they are and how to do them. That night, she had a beautiful dream, and in that dream, every formula she needed was in that dream. The next morning, she gets up and writes down every one of them formulas, goes to work, puts every one of them in where God showed her, and that spreadsheet's still working today. You mean God knows how to program computers too? He sure does, doesn't he? You know, you got to start thinking like God a little bit, don't you? That's what this daughter of the King did. She started thinking like God. Lord, I fear you and I love you and I worship you and I stand in awe of you. And he said, my daughter reached over and put his arm around her and said, what can I do for you? She said, I need some formulas, Dad. He said, no problem, go to bed. I'll give them to you tonight in your dreams. And he did, didn't he? And they worked perfect. Does it pay good dividends to stand in awe of the King? To love him and worship him? Yes, it does. Now then we go to verse 9. Go down a couple of verses to verse 9. Psalm 34:9. O fear the Lord, you his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Now, is that going to pay good dividends to fear him? If you're having a problem with your needs being met, you can't get a good job, or you ain't got money in the bank, or you got something, you tell the Lord, Lord, I fear you, I stand in awe of you, I love you, and I worship you, and I praise you, and I'll walk holy before you. What did the King say? Fear the Lord, you his saints. Are you a saint?
Yes, sir.
Are you a son or daughter?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Lord, I fear you, and I love you, and I worship you. And there is no want to them that fear him. How much want?
No amount.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is not a need, it's a
want, what we want. Yeah, there's no want. I might say here that, you know, in my life, when I was working as an engineer, making extremely good money as the world is concerned, I was able to buy a little Mooney, and I flew it about 500 hours, and it was just a really nice little airplane. But that one little airplane was all I could afford. That's it. So finally, I sold it and thought, I'll never fly again because airplanes are too expensive. So one day,
as God put me in the ministry, I said, Lord, I need another airplane. I need a twin-engine airplane this time. I ain't never had enough money to buy a twin-engine airplane. But I need a twin-engine airplane. So Dave and I spent hours on a computer looking and trying to figure out which one's the best, the most economical, the least maintenance, the fastest, and all these kind of things. And then I started looking, and I said, you know, I think I found the right one. And bam, God sent me the money to pay for it, just like that. Amen. Paid cash for that airplane. Amen. Wasn't long. We figured out we didn't have a big enough one. We needed a bigger one. So maybe we ought to sell the little one, the little twin, and get a bigger twin. So somebody called, and we was talking to them about we were going to buy a bigger airplane. They said, what would it cost? And, well, the one I'm looking at costs this much. And the next day, there was an express check in the mail to pay cash for that one. And then later I said, Lord, I've always wanted a fast Mooney. I mean, now then I'm in my wants. I want a Mooney. He brought me one, a beautiful one, and paid cash for it. And then I said, Lord, I got to have a place to park this thing. And there was a place down there where I could park another airplane, but there was a Cessna 150 in it. I went down there and said, what are you going to do? The guy said, as soon as I sell this, I'll have to be able to move it. And then this hangar here will be available. I said, how much you want for it? He told me. I said, no problem. I'll just buy that one too. He meant, there's no want. I have four airplanes. Isn't that amazing? I couldn't afford one single engine when I was working as an engineer. And now God has given me four, and it's been not a dime payment on none of them ever. He paid cash for all of them. And now Cheryl and I went out to Odessa, and on the way back in our Mooney, we went out with Ernest, in our big twin, you know, because there's seven of us went, and it flies about 200 miles an hour. And so that's nice going 200 miles an hour, but coming, you know, when Cheryl and I went into Mooney the next day, since there's only two of us, it'll carry four people, but it only flies about 160 miles an hour. And so that seemed awful slow. So I got to thinking, Lord, I need one of those rocket Moonies that's got the three. Now my wants are kicking in, Bill. I need one of them Moonies with a 305 horse that does 230 knots at 24,000. That way I could get somewhere, Lord.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.